Okay, now your dress was blue?
My dress was pale blue with a little silky, it was real pretty material, and it, I don't know what they called it. And then I had a little, well, it wasn't a round dot, it was a square-like little thing, bigger all in it, kind of like dots, you know. And then it was, I had what was called a, I can't think what that was called.
The little vest thing?
Yeah, and it was trimmed in braid, silk braid all around. I still have it.
Yeah, you showed it to me.
And then I have a white Chinese silk, real thin silk with real pretty lace on the edge, on the cuff. My sleeves came to here and that lace came about down to here. Real pretty, and then around the neck.
And white gloves. You have white gloves.
And long white gloves, and also, let's see that.
In your picture, it
see,
looks
it
like.
See, yours, my skirt was seven gourd skirt. And then they, of course, they all fastened, you know, then you had a belt on the skirts and the blouses, too. Uh-huh. And you just pinned them together around the waist to hold them.
So it looks like you have a flower in your on the waist of your dress in the picture, did you?
No, I didn't have no flower. But I know
that. I don't know what it was. It must be something.
Did I have a bracelet on or not?
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, that was Aunt Ollie's bracelet. I didn't have my bracelet at that time. This other girl, he gave it to her to wear, and she didn't return it when he told her to. So, of course, that was right after we married. He wrote to her after we married and got the bracelet. We went to Bowie, Texas, just a week after we got married and had our pictures made.
Yes, all those pictures. What kind of hat did you wear, and how did you fix your
hair? I had a white velvet hat, kind of a little wide brim hat, came out like that. And it had, it's white velvet, wasn't it? And it had white flowers on it, a little velvet flower on it, and no blue flower and blue ribbon, little blue ribbon on it. That's real pretty. I still have the pin, the little white-headed pin that came out of my hat. Yeah, I still have it.
Well, what happened to your hat?
Well, it just, you know, velvet deteriorates after so long a time. And I had black patent velvet top shoes with buttons, about 12 buttons up the side.
Oh, my.
They were pretty shoes.
How many petticoats did you wear?
Well, let's see, I don't know. I guess I wore about three, maybe. I imagine I wore three petticoats. Because they did, you know, at that time.
Well, did you go to the church to have your wedding?
Yeah, we had church wedding. For Lake Valley Baptist Church.
Lake Valley Baptist Church.
It was about 4 or 5 miles from the house.
Was it in Sunset, Texas?
Well, no, it was in the country. We lived in the country. Sunset was a little town, and then we lived 9 miles from Sunset in the country.
Well, what'd you do? Did Grandpa come pick you up, and y'all just went over there?
When?
Did he just pick you up, and y'all went on over there?
Pick me up?
To go to the church.
Yeah, we went on buggy.
I mean, y'all went together?
No, I went with Ollie and Aunt Ollie and Uncle Walter.
I bet you were excited.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know how I felt.
Well, who all... You met him at the church then?
Yeah.
Who all was at the wedding?
Well, it was... We got married right after... He fixed it with the preacher, so just as soon as the sermon was over, we had the wedding, and the whole group, everybody that went to church that day was there. And Aunt Ollie was stood up with us, and Uncle Walter, and then there was another couple. Aunt Ollie was going with his brother, and then Walter was going with his sister, with the boy's sister.
So
they both couples stood up with us.
I see. What? Walter and Ollie were brothers and sisters?
Yeah, Uncle Walter and Dad and Uncle Walter and Aunt Ollie and all of them. See, Aunt Ollie's just older than Papa, and then Pop, no? I believe Papa's older than Ollie. Yeah, Papa's older than Ollie. Then Ollie, then Walter, then Minnie. Jack was the youngest one.
I see. Well, what did...
And Aunt Ollie'd get me off. Every night I'd have to sing, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Every night I had to sing to him.
Oh, yeah, I imagine so. But, What did your mom and dad think about all that?
Well, mom and dad didn't know much about it.
So they were kind of surprised them, didn't you?
They were still in New Mexico at that time. And Papa wrote my Papa a letter, you know, and asking for me, but he told me, he said, he won't get it until we're already married.
I'm going to remember that. I remember how that goes.
So then...
Well, that's something.
Quite a deal, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. You got married on Sunday. A month later.
The 31st day of January.
Uh-huh. Just a month later, huh?
Yeah. See, we met the 26th of December, you know, Christmas Eve, Day Eve.
Mm-hmm. But you'd been in Montague longer than that, hadn't you?
Oh yes, I went back home with my cousin in. I guess it was October. I really don't remember.
Well, where was Grandpa?
My grandpa,
daddy. No.
Well, he was in Oklahoma working with gin. His Uncle Walter Motley owned a gin. He was working for Uncle Walter Motley that fall. Uh-huh. And he didn't come home till Christmas.
Uncle Walter who?
Uncle Walter Motley.
Oh,
he was Aunt Belle's husband. That was their... Aunt Belle was a sister to Papa.
Oh, she was older than he?
No, Aunt Nanny's the oldest one.
Aunt Nanny's the oldest. Well, how does the family go now? Aunt Nanny's the oldest, and then who? Aunt Nanny is the oldest?
Aunt Nanny was the oldest one of Grandpa and Grandma's children.
And then who's next?
Belle.
Belle.
And then, I'll take it back. Aunt Nanny and then Uncle Joe. You've heard us talk about Uncle Joe.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Aunt Nanny and Uncle Joe, and then Aunt Belle.
Uh-huh.
And then Dad, uh-huh. And then Ollie.
And then Ollie, and then Walter, and then Jack.
Walter, and then Minnie. Minnie's older than Jack.
He was the youngest. And Uncle Walter Motley was Aunt Belle's husband?
Uh-huh.
I see.
He owned a gin in...
He had another girlfriend in town. Huh? Mama told me he'd had another girlfriend in town.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend, but she thought that they was going to get married, but he didn't think so.
Oh.
He never had proposed to her or anything.
Uh-huh, she just thought
she was the one
serious.
That had the bracelet, you know.
Oh, yeah. What did it look like?
Well, it's just a bracelet about this wide, and it had, it was oval. Real pretty bracelet. It's up at Mabel's house now.
Oh, she has
it? I took it up there for sure to wear to her wedding, and Mabel just kept it.
Oh.
See, she wants it whenever I leave this country.
Uh-huh.
Mabel wants it. And so when I was up there last time I was up there, I told her I want to take my bracelet back home with me. She said, oh, no, I don't want you to take it. She wouldn't even get it out and let me look at it.
Oh, goodness.
See, it had...
A cameo?
What was those things called that Russia has? It comes like this. And
The broken crosses? What do they look like?
Yeah, and then it had diamonds and rubies in it.
Were they real?
They were three of them.
Rubies?
Well, I don't know whether they were or not. I don't imagine. I never did know what it cost.
Uh-huh.
I told Mabel Chell to take it down and have it appraised, see what they would give her for it.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess she's afraid.
I don't think she's ever did it yet, though. I didn't wear it very much because it got to where the catch wouldn't hold good, and I was afraid I'd lose it.
And then, well, did it have one of those broken crosses on it? A swastika?
Yeah, it had three of them.
Oh.
One on each. Had three in a row.
Uh-huh.
It's a real pretty bracelet.
Oh, I'd like to see it sometime.
Gold. It's yellow gold. Real pretty.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what else to ask you.
Let's see. Well, I don't know either.
What happened when your mom and dad met you and your husband after you were married first?
Well, we went to see them after we got married. You know, we went out there and stayed a week with them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they was glad.
They liked you?
Yeah, they liked Dad real well. Uh-huh.
Well, that's good.
We rode out there on the train.
Uh-huh.
They said passenger train.
Train, that's a fun thing to ride.
Yeah, that country where Papa settled the last time, it was... not very many homes there. You know, it hadn't been settled up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to come about 7 miles for us to pick us up at the depot.
Uh-huh. How much luggage did you carry?
Well, I forgot what I carried. Just a suitcase. I don't know what all, mm-hmm. how much, but I know I carried enough, but I forgot what it was. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't think of anything else to ask you, so why don't we stop for a while? You want to?
Huh?
You want to stop for a while?
Yeah, let's stop for a while.
Okay.
Back in my next